This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 11th. Well, the stock market had a sloppy opening, and some of that's because China is reimposing some of its COVID restrictions in more outlying provinces. And the other thing is Europe's really having a bad week. The euro is probably going to hit parity with the dollar this week. The German chemical industry is under duress because they're dependent upon that cheap Russian natural gas that's being cut off. In fact, they're getting ready to ration natural gas in Europe in the winter. So there's a problem. There's a problem over there. And if they're not in a recession, I don't know who it is. But I can tell you it's just a mess. So when they wake up weak, we wake up weak. It's as simple as that. Now, there's not a lot of news this week. The biggest economic news will be the Consumer Price Index on Wednesday. I expect it to be favorable. I expect it to show that prices are continuing to decelerate, especially on the core rate. The headline figures will still be scandalous, and they'll be broadcasted out there that, you know, consumer inflation is running at 7% or whatever it's going to be at. But the core rate should continue to be falling. And then the energy inflation we have now, which has moderated, is going to be high until September, and then it really starts to moderate. So inflation is going to get better and better month by month. Now, obviously, President Biden is on his way to Israel. Then he's going to be in Saudi Arabia later this week. We do expect Saudi Arabia to have some sort of announcement, whether they increase production or not. If they do, it'll just be token. I don't expect any major impact on crude oil prices. The main thing that's going on is the talk of recession is overdone, okay? And if we are in a recession, it's a really shallow one. In fact, the Atlanta Fed just revised their second quarter GDP estimate to minus 0.12 versus minus 0.19 last Friday. So that means if we are in a recession, it's going to be more shallow. But recessions don't normally have earnings growth, and recessions don't normally have strong employment growth. And we have both. So it's an odd one. And price earnings ratios now are ridiculous. In large cap, I'm trading at 10 times forecasted next year's earnings. Small cap, barely 5 times forecasted earnings. And of course, please remember our stocks have surprises, so those PE ratios are even lower. So interesting times we're in. It's the bottom line is the U.S. is the oasis. Japan can't raise rates because they have too much cumulative government debt. It's obvious that Europe is the new Japan, and they are so slow to raise rates. Now, they do meet later this month. The European Central Bank, we'll see what they do. Then we have our Fed meeting. But all I can tell you is they're so far behind the curve, it's not even worth discussing, okay? The bottom line is they don't want to raise rates because they don't want to destroy their economies. And their economies are already being destroyed by all the food disruptions, energy disruptions, things like that. So that's most unfortunate. In the meantime, consumers are changing their behavior. A good example is the visits to national parks are down sharply. So, you know, you have to fire up your vehicle, usually your SUV, and go to the national parks. And clearly, some people have chosen not to do that, and probably because of high gas prices. So we are energy independent again. That's because demand dropped and production went up. We're barely $200,000 a barrel less production now than we were in 2019. So the higher crude oil prices really helped to boost production in the more marginal fields. The other comment I have, you might wonder, I said, well, if we have so much crude oil, why is diesel prices high? Well, that's the green diesel push. What happened is as California and other places made a push for green diesel and gave out very lucrative tax credits, the production fell 400,000 barrels a day. So we are making green diesel from animal waste and things like that, food waste. But again, we can't make as much of that as when we make diesel from crude oil. So that caused diesel prices to go up, and that hit trucking and all the other costs. But prices are moderating here, folks, and they're going to moderate more in September. But whether oil's $85 a barrel or wherever it is now, over $110 a barrel, The main thing I want you to know is the energy stocks are going to have the best earnings for the next three quarters. And they have very low P/E ratios. A lot of them have great dividend yields. So that remains the oasis out there. There's a lot more commodity plays out there. The food stocks, the fertilizer stocks, and go on. But it's all going to be about earnings for the next few weeks. And things will really heat up for us next week. In the meantime, I do expect some good news later in the week. So I think the market will continue to oscillate, but we should finish the week on a stronger note than we started. And that's it. So I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Hang in there, everybody. Don't worry about the market because we're about to have the good earnings come out, and that's what we live for. Take care.